Yes, you're still tuning into The Pulse, bringing the latest in the music world and fresh new music with me, Off Knitting, and Ali Joe.
Hey.
Right now, it's a segment that we like to call... By the way, another jazz great has just left the building. Legendary jazz pianist McCoy Tyner has passed away at the age of 81 on the 6th of March. The pianist was known for his lightning-fast right hand and made a name for himself as a frontman and as a pianist for other jazz greats like John Coltrane, George Benson, Donald Byrd, and so much more. He was labelled as one of the most recognisable and most influential pianists in jazz history. McCoy Tyner played with John Coltrane at the age of 21, so young.
Wow.
And he had a big role in the production of seminal albums like Impressions, Life at Birdland, and A Love Supreme. He most famously crafted the style of open chords that were so wide that John Coltrane could famously play anything on top of those chords, which he did. So rest in peace, McCoy Tyner. Let's appreciate our musical legends while they're still alive and well, right?
Yes, rest in peace indeed, McCoy Tyner. Next item in the news this week is Record Store Day is upon us again. 18th of April 2020 is when it's going to happen. And the Record Store Day website have listed the releases that it will endorse at this year's Celebration for Music on Wax. You can check it out, the list of releases on recordstoreday.com. You know, as usual, there's a lot to take in, but it might bode really well for music fans right now since we've all been told to stay home. So you can buy these records and stay at home and listen to them all day.
And wait for Post Laju to come.
Oh, yes. a bit of a trivia. Last year's Record Store Day release included the anthemic kid song Baby Shark, which had its own 7-inch release last year.
You know what? If I had a kid, I would probably buy it though.
I would avoid it like a plague.
But it's a moment in time and you have it on wax.
Yes, it is anthemic, right? So this year, Nickelodeon decided to join in on the fun and they will produce a 7-inch record of another children's favourite, Paw Patrol. Parents will know this. I know this. The Paw Patrol theme song is going to come out in a 7-inch record. There are 4 versions on the disc and only 1,000 copies sold worldwide. Rare item.
Oof. Moving on from vinyl for kids, by the way, following in the footsteps of other eco-friendly bands like Massive Attack, Coldplay and Radiohead, Tame Impala are joining the party with efforts to reduce their carbon footprint for their upcoming tour. As we've discussed on the show before, you know, touring is quite harmful to the environment, from traveling to different parts of the world to the energy that's used for lighting and sound and all the plastic bottles sold at the venue. More and more bands have thankfully been more woke and are starting to join this change to reduce their impact on the environment.
That's great.
Yeah. So for their latest tour in support of Tame Impala's latest album, The Slow Rush, there will be free filtered water refill stations to reduce single-use plastic.
That's great.
Yeah. And concert goers can also donate money to the efforts. And if they donate, they'll get a custom eco-friendly Tame Impala bottle and a Tame Impala eco-friendly guitar pick.
All great news for me because, I mean, Tame Impala are one of my favourite bands and now they're doing this initiative.
It feels good to support them.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I just have in my mind people standing in line trying to refill their water bottles at a Tame Impala concert.
It's cool to do that now, lah.
Yeah, I guess so.
And the band will also fund projects that eliminates greenhouse gases while on tour, and they'll be donating unused food, hotel toiletries to local shelters, and there will also be recycling initiatives backstage and on the tour bus, as well as, this is my favorite, reusable water bottles for all band members and crews. Because, okay, if you've seen most live shows, right, there's always water bottles on stage.
Yeah.
But this is the first time I'm hearing of a band that would actually use reusable plastic bottles.
So hippie.
And it's a site that I think would be pretty new, but it's one that I totally support.
Yes, well done, Kevin Parker and gang. All right, so from something great by Kevin Parker and Tame Impala to something not so good, we've actually been quietly following the reactions to local band Bunkface's latest single, Akhir Zaman. And a couple of weeks back, we were quite shook with the band's new song that contained hate speech towards the LGBT community. And at the time, you know, my timeline was filled with opinions and reactions from both sides of the spectrum. Some people celebrated the band's new release, while many others were understandably unhappy with the lyrical content of the song, which, I mean, to me, clearly illustrates the mentality of the band, lah. And, you know, as the backlash gained international media attention, reports were also launched to music stream sites like Spotify, Apple Music and YouTube, asking for the video to be taken down. And so early this week, Malaysian online platform for the LGBTIQ+ community queerlapis.com posted that the song have since been taken down by Spotify and YouTube on the grounds of hateful content.
Wow.
Ah, what a waste of a band.
So the band hasn't released an official statement yet?
They have. They have said that, you know, you can take us down, but we'll always be around, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Ah, well.
All right, more updates as the story progresses. We are almost towards the end of today's show, but before that, another tune from Ali Joe.
Yes, next track we've got is by US Girls, who are one of my absolute favorite discoveries in 2018, and they have now released a new record. It's called Heavy Light. The band actually is mainly its front woman, Megan Remy, but on this record, she leads a band of 20 musicians in recording their 7th studio album. So here's a track from US Girls for American Dollars. You're listening to The Pulse, BFM 89.9.